Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. All the time. I get that all the time. I'm very excited about having our good friend, somebody who is humble, somebody who should toot his horn a little bit more, is our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, because he works so hard, small business owners, for you and me. He's vice president of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in our nation's capital, and he's up there going best two falls out of three with the government, with bureaucrats, with regulators, with Congress, with the administration. Whenever they step over that line, he's got a line drawn in the sand. And then Giovanni says, don't you step over that line and hurt my small business owners. And that's what we like about him. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and to be with friends of small business. I tell you, it's nothing I love more than to fight the battles, the good fight for small business, and Lord knows we have enough of them here.
Well, boy, capital. Small business owners are so worthy, aren't they? I mean, they're so lovable and huggable and noble.
You know it, because, I mean, they sit back there and they just get up every morning thinking of how can I increase the economic activity and help
right.
Run this country and do it a little better.
Right. And folks, when I talk about Giovanni's line he draws in the sand, you know, he's got the shoulders to back it up too, and the clout too. Giovanni, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at this moment. But before we talk about the policy issues, I want to take this segment and talk a little bit about what's going on from a housekeeping standpoint. Folks, you may not know this. You may not have thought about this. Maybe it's kind of in the back of your mind, but you haven't really dwelled on it a little bit. I want you to dwell on something for a second. We are in 2011 fiscal year. We are currently almost at the end of the first quarter of the 2011 fiscal year for the United States government. And your Congress is supposed to pass a budget for this year. And Giovanni, here we are, 3 months since the new year started, and the Congress still has not done what we paid them to do.
You know, that's the funny thing. Congress only has really one thing they have to do, the only one thing, and that's fund the government.
This is the only thing.
They haven't done it.
This is the thing that we pay them for.
That's exactly right. I mean, they have to fund the running of the government. And as of today, the government, it will expire this weekend, all funding for the government, unless they do something. As I was telling you on the break, my boss set a $1.1 trillion spending bill that funds the government through the rest of the year, 2,000 pages, and says you have one day to find out all the bad things that affect small business. And I'm saying, what in the world? This is what this Congress has done.
And without any sense of shame, Giovanni, folks, imagine that you hired a salesperson, and 3 months later, you realized that salesperson hadn't sold anything. And you called him in, and you said, hey, I hired you to sell. You haven't sold anything. What's going on? And he said, well, I painted your building. That's all that needed painting, so I painted your building. I didn't ask you to paint my building. I know, but I did it anyway. Oh, by the way, I fixed the roof while I was there. I didn't ask you to fix the roof. I hired you to paint to sell something, and you didn't sell. You're fired. That's what you would say. You're fired.
Yeah.
These guys have done. We didn't ask them to do some of this other stuff that they wanted to work on. But their job was to pass a budget. They can't even do that. How do you show up every day and take your paycheck without any sense of shame?
You're right. And they unveiled the budget with one day. They gave us one day to look at it.
One day.
Like they have with the health care bill, with the financial reform bill, with everything they this Congress has done, it's giving us one day to look at these massive 2,000-page bills. And you know, there's a lot of unintended consequences in just one page of legislative language, let alone two. This particular bill has $8 billion worth of earmarks, 6,600 congressionally disclosed earmarks in you know, they said, you know,
what happened to eliminating earmarks?
Well, I don't know. They said, well, we've cut back. It's 75% less than 2007, and that's kind of justifying what they're doing. John Boehner actually called on the president to veto it. I mean, the president can veto this bill.
He's not going to, though.
No.
Hold on that thought, folks. If what blows me away is these are the people who want you to give them more control over your life. And yes, they can't even do the single fundamental job that they are hired to do. Why would we give them more control over our lives? Tweetail, stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.